So now that the cradle-to-grave extraction, exploitation, distribution, and transportation of this shale gas, it makes it actually dirtier than oil and even coal. Yet he's still claiming that it's clean and it's going to give us less carbon pollution. Well, it's going to give us more methane pollution, and methane is a much more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. So it's totally obfuscatory, and they're outright lies. So,
well, let me jump in here. Tell people you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. We're speaking with Maura Stevens, and we're talking about Obama's pro-fracking policy. He has definitely thrown his body in. He, as you say, he throws a few notes out for solar and alternative energy, but this guy is in the middle of that industry, and he's pushing hard. Now, a lot of people haven't followed this closely. It hasn't come into their communities yet. And I'd just like to ask you to take a moment to talk about what are the ABCs of fracking that people should know if somebody shows up at their door, knocks on the door and say, hey, we'll give you $17,000 if you let us drill in your backyard.
Well, that's a very good question. And in fact, all of the states in the United States are being affected by fracking in one way or another. Now, fracking is the process of extracting methane gas, which is in tiny pockets, not like the old traditional kind of drilling where you, like the Beverly Hillbillies, you stick a big straw down in the ground and you find a big pool of a fossil fuel and you extract it pretty easily without too much damage to the environment. This, on the other hand, takes millions of gallons of fresh water from our fresh water sources, and in California, of course, people are particularly concerned about the water situation right now, as people everywhere west of the Mississippi are, with droughts and water shortages. But they take this fresh water, which can never be returned to the hydrological life of the planet, and they mix it with toxic chemicals, some of which are carcinogenic, some of which are neurotoxins, endocrine disruptors, and they blast it at very high pressure, 10,000 pounds per square inch, deep down into the ground vertically and then horizontally at such high pressures that it actually hydraulically fractures the shale rock to release the tiny bubbles of methane within. And then that is taken up, and then it's got to be sent either, it's shipped in various ways. Oh, the other thing that goes in it is what's called silica sand or frack sand, which is being mined in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Indiana, Illinois, and a couple of other states, Texas and Oklahoma. It may be found in other places, too. I'm just always exploring for this stuff. So all of those states are being ripped up to get this very hard particle sand that's used to prop open the shale rock while the methane molecules are being extracted. So then that stuff has to get shipped out to the states that are where the actual fracking is taking place, and more states are coming online as they locate more pockets of gas, which new technology has made available. So the whole process, all that water, the millions of gallons of water per well, somewhere between 3 and 9 million gallons of water per well, are used, and then that water has to be permanently sequestered somewhere. So they're drilling injection wells and dumping the toxic waste into injection wells, which are lined with concrete, which fails about 8% of the time within 24 hours, and pretty much 100% of the time over a century.
And fails means that all
it
the
fails
toxins,
so that yeah. The toxins can migrate into the water table, right? And to the food supply, because the water is used for irrigation and to feed animals that are used as food for humans. So in many cases, these carcinogenic and endocrine-disrupting and neurotoxic chemicals don't take their toll for years later. So, of course, there is no way to trace back illnesses and deaths of humans and animals and species back to the corporations that use them in the first place. And so this shouldn't be controversial because it's obviously very dangerous for people and the planet, and it also contributes to climate change because, as I said, methane is a much more potent greenhouse gas. than even carbon dioxide, and the leakage from this whole exploitation process is quite high. So when Obama claimed that it's cleaner, it's a clean fuel, that was an outright lie. Maybe he's just terribly misinformed, and the only people he listens to are corporate advisors, and that's very possible. But so it is a very dangerous thing, and so one would think no sane country would be doing that. But the fact is that there's a lot of short-term gain. There's an awful lot of gain for the huge corporations. Now, we're talking about a mega-trillion-dollar industry, and they can push through their agenda as they wish. They have so many politicians bought and sold. And the short-term gain for very high, large landowners is pretty good. Large landowners are being offered money to lease their land. So that's making many people, especially in rural areas where the economy has been very depressed for such a long time, it's making people sort of see dollar signs in their eyes and not recognizing how much that they are gambling away, including their own family's health and their property values in many cases.
All right. Can you talk a little bit more about, you've talked about the dangers of methane gas. We hear about exploding water. What are we talking about there?
Well, there's such a high content of methane, which is an explosive in many cases in people's water wells, that they are being forced to vent the methane off or it could explode their homes. In some cases, people are actually able to light the water coming out of their taps on
light
fire.
Light the water.
Right. Yeah, it would be as if you put a bunch of lamp oil on a pool and you lit a lighter to it, so the gas is separated from the water. You know, water and gases don't mix, right. So it's separate. Comes out in with the water in the pipe. And now, in some cases, in the country, in some places in the country, there is a high naturally occurring methane content because, for example, we're on shale, and when the shale is filled with methane and it's shallow enough, some water wells might have been drilled into a pocket like that, so that might happen naturally. And that's what all the industry and its shills are claiming, is that, oh, the water was already filled with methane. You could always light the water here around here on fire, which is, you know, it may be true for 1% of all the houses in an area, but suddenly 10 or 15 or 20% of all the houses in an area have their water lighting on fire. You realize there's a direct correlation between the activity of fracking and the danger that people are living with.
You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. We're talking about fracking, and we're talking about Barack Obama's dealing with really being an advocate, a cheerleader for this incredibly, what many people believe, is a very dangerous way of energy. How dangerous can we, do we know in terms of, have people already been hurt? How would people know if they are being hurt by the various chemical parts to this operation?
Well, many people have gotten sick. There are whole communities, especially in Pennsylvania, which is close to me, where I frequently travel to Pennsylvania to visit with people who are living in frack lands. Children are sick, higher incidence of asthma, respiratory ailments, stomach ailments, rashes are very common, especially when the people's water has been contaminated and they're getting frequent headaches, all sorts of things. And so, of course, the industry claims that there's no connection and these are all just, you know, hysterical people. I don't know what they're claiming. It's beyond belief that there are so many incidents of human sickness and animal sickness, too. Farmers are reporting that their cows and their feed animals are frequently sick and having all sorts of new problems that had never been experienced before. I met farmers who have experienced ridiculously high numbers of stillbirths in their calves, and people who had never even had any kind of birthing problems with their cow herds before are suddenly having all sorts of problems. There are two, a veterinary doctor and a veterinary researcher named Michelle Bamberger and Robert Oswald, who have done a pretty exhaustive study on veterinary health. And many people eat animal products. Unless you're vegan, you're eating some kind of an animal product, and so I'd be very worried about the food that's coming from fracked states and fracked farms.
Have there been any actual explosions that damaged buildings caused danger to folks?
Yes, there have. There have been water well explosions at homes, and been all sorts of gas explosions in pipelines. But people have been using, quote, natural, end quote, gas for many years to heat their homes and to cook with. And as you know, in San Bruno, that was a natural, quote, that was a, quote, natural gas explosion in San Bruno a few years ago that blew up an entire neighborhood. There are frequent methane gas explosions. Very frequent. I mean, whole neighborhoods, houses, and what now water wells, because water wells is a new place that we hadn't seen a huge buildup of methane before in water wells. But now with the extraction of this frack gas in such close proximity to people's drinking water supplies, it's going to become more and more common. And Pennsylvania especially is a very scary situation. They passed a law in 2012 called Act 13 of 2012, in which not only did they permit frackers to go in and frack right within neighborhoods, right in a schoolyard, right in a cemetery, right next to a health clinic, right next to a house, but they also required doctors who were treating patients who were showing symptoms of poisoning, such as that might have occurred from some of the toxins that are being used in fracking, to submit in writing a request for a list from the corporation that was undertaking the fracking of the chemicals that were being used in the frack operation right near the person. The company could refuse, claiming trade secrets. They could refuse to reveal what the chemicals were. But if they did tell the medical professional what the poisons were, the medical professional was gagged and could not even tell the patient's family or the patient herself or the doctor in the next room treating another patient who was displaying similar symptoms.
So does the doctor would be able to treat the patient, but not say why?
Why or what it was.
Well, what was going on?
Right.
And because of company trade secrets.
Right. Now, that has just been overturned recently in court, but it's being challenged again. So, and there are parts of Pennsylvania.